Now, though, let's go to the markets and to the newspapers. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. The American markets are up for once. The Dow Jones, the S&P 500 up about a third of a percent. The Nasdaq, though, down a quarter. Paris down 0.2%. And London and Frankfurt down 0.4%. We'll have an update with Cheryl in about 40 minutes from now. The Financial Review says that Holden says no to car export plan. General Motors Holden has rejected an unrealistic demand by the Abbott government that it increase exports in return for more subsidies. Subsidies pit McFarlane, industry minister, against Hockey, treasurer. And the treasurer with us, as Fran mentions later in the program. Caucus set to back Shorten, says The Age and the Sydney Morning Herald and the Canberra Times. Their analysis, one article, one journalist, three papers. They predict Caucus will vote for Shorten today, 57% of the primary vote to Bill Shorten. But then the Reachtel Robo poll of ALP voters has Albanese ahead by a similar margin amongst Labor voters and voters overall.
So what's that telling us, James, that Caucus looks like it will split along factional lines?
Almost entirely along factional lines. They're predicting two or three right-wingers will vote for Albanese and three left-wingers will vote for Shorten, and a couple of right-wingers will vote for Albanese, one of them being Kevin Rudd, they say, interestingly. But let's not forget it is a secret ballot. Now, news that's much more serious and much more sad, according to some, is in The Age. Flemington's members stand has run its race. The patrons at the Flemington members stand over the years have cheered Farlap's epic 1930 Melbourne Cup win, shocked by Gene Shrimpton's 65 Derby Day miniskirt. But the Flemington Racecourse Heritage Listed members stand has seen better days, and it's destined for demolition in 2015. The Herald Sun, Chopper Reed, dead. The end of a notorious criminal. Melbourne's Mark Chopper Reed dies of liver cancer, age 58. Andrew Rule on how Chopper wasted his life. Charlie Bezina, don't forget he was a bad man. In the Fairfax papers, the crime writer extraordinaire John Sylvester writes of his relationship with Chopper, an unusual friend. Turning to the Canberra Times, a total fire ban for the ACT as the East Coast temperatures set to soar. The Australian newspaper, Who's Afraid of Party Reform? Something's Rotten in the New South Wales Liberals, and that article from Janet Albrechtson. Interesting. Plus, Palmer hosts Brisbane Block Party for Balance of Power Senators. The six new senators who will hold the balance of power after July have been discussing operating as a bloc with Clive Palmer, which would be an extraordinary development. If they do form a bloc, it'll mean they'll have the balance of power.
Well, Clive Palmer's already announced one of them signing on with him, so that's an alliance at least, a voting alliance of four, and they're still working on the others. Thanks very much, James.